From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at KERA.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 9th of January. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks to our producer and my friend and colleague, Stephen Becker, for sitting in the chair last week. This is the first show that I've done since we sat out in the cold in front of the Windspear Opera House over at the AT&T Performing Arts Center back in December. It's much warmer here in the studio. And I hope you're all in a warm, cozy place as well. Well, here we go. First show for me of the year, and our first question from Roy in Fort Worth, who emailed us at anything at KERA.org. He says, lately at the grocery store, I've been seeing these prepackaged meals, turkey and dressing, beef stew, etc. He says they're packaged in a plastic tray with a transparent plastic film on top meant for microwaving. Roy says they're not vacuum packed, nor are they frozen. They are on the shelf at room temperature. Why is it that the food doesn't spoil, and how do they do that? Call us at 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This is from Joe, who says, my father's picture was on a regional cover of Life magazine back before World War II, or during World War II, I guess. Joe says, my parents did not ever get a copy as he was headed to Africa, and it seemed unimportant at the time. I did see a copy at the magazine in the library of the magazine at the library at Kilbourne College, but since then the library has gone to computer versions that do not include regional covers. Joe says, I contacted Time Life Company, but they don't keep their old magazines. I have a copy of the original photo that was used, but we would love to have the magazine cover. Do any of your listeners have any suggestions on where to find this old regional cover of Life magazine? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. We got this from Jessica, who says, I was wondering, why do Great Danes whimper while sleeping? She says, I remember having a Great Dane who was afraid of thunderstorms, who whimpered through the whole storm. And I guess the other question is this an issue that's specific to Great Danes? Well, call us and let us know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go to the phones and start with Kyle in Dallas. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon.
Same to you.
Great. Hey, Jeff, I have a question. I live and work in the far north Dallas area, and I've noticed graffiti on retaining walls, electrical transformers, and whatnot. It appears to be a stencil of like a Dalmatian, a dog. Just in black, kind of an outline. No words, no explanation, and I just wondered if anyone knew what it was.
All right, well, we'll probably get an answer. Thanks for calling, and we'll see what we find out.
Great, thanks, Jeff.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next and talk to Bob calling from Irving. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
I'm calling to see if I can get some information on how to remove from a stainless steel stove surface a melted teapot handle. After I was trying to boil some water,
right,
forgot about it. It ultimately created a bit of a fire on the stove by the time I found it, but the handle had actually melted off the teapot and was adhering to the stainless steel surface. I've used rubbing alcohol, which is one form of removal that was recommended on the internet, but overnight now, it seems to have hardened and very, very strongly adhered to the stainless steel.
Nothing else was damaged, and you're okay, Bob, right?
That's true.
Okay, good. Well, that, at least there's that to
my
be thankful for.
My pride and the humility in front of my wife.
Sure, sure. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you.
All right, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. So far, who's responsible for the Dalmatian-like dog graffiti around Dallas? And how do you get the remnants of a plastic teapot handle that's burned onto the top of your stove? From the inbox, Tom writes from Capel, I've noticed that on several highways in the area, six parallel lines have been marked in all of the lanes, each about 1 foot apart. What is the purpose of these lines? I've seen them on LBJ and Irving as well as on Highway 360 in Arlington. I think those might be rumble strips that are encouraging you to slow down, like at the entrance to DFW Airport, for instance. That's my guess. Maybe there's construction in the area or there's a tight merge coming up. But that's my guess. But we'll see if somebody else has a better answer at 800-933-5372 or on the web via anything at kera.org. Let's see. Someone wrote us. It says, I'm trying to find the titles of three books of a three series, a series of three books, rather, written, this listener says, I believe in the 50s. The author's first name is Ashley. Last name is Ashley, rather. First name unknown. The main characters were young boys. One book was set in the Civil War. One was during the Texas Revolution. And one was on the frontier in Kentucky, I think. And actually, these may be actual three series of books. So three series of books written in the 50s. The author's last name is Ashley, first name unknown. And the main characters, young boys, one set in the Civil War, one during the Texas Revolution, and one on the frontier in Kentucky. Anybody have any idea what those, who the author and what the titles of those three series of books might be? This is from Joe, who says, sometime during the summer of 1968 or 1969, my mom took me to a local DFW TV studio to appear in Romper Room, a preschool children's TV show that was playing at that time. My mom and I have only a vague recollection of the experience 45 years later, and I've always been curious if it would be possible to find film archives from the show, presumably that day. Joe says, although the pre-recorded show was syndicated from another city, there were short clips filmed with a local host and kids. Would you or your listeners know how I might go about finding these archives? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Vanessa in Dallas. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, I drive a 2013 Acura TL, and every day that I drive my car, I put it in drive for about 2 minutes, and there is a popping sound that seems to be coming from the right side of my car, like the passenger side speaker of the door, maybe. I don't know, but every single day, just a couple of minutes after driving, this popping sound happens, and I have no idea what it is. The dealership doesn't, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm just hearing things, but my daughter has heard this sound too, so I know it's there. I just have no idea what it is or what could be causing it.
Have you been able to replicate it when you take it into the dealer and get the technician in there and drive them around and they can hear it?
Oh, no, I have not done that, but that's a good idea. I didn't think about doing that. Drive it.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows, if somebody has an idea for you, too.
All right. Thanks
so
much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Saul in Dallas. Hello, Saul.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I had an answer for a question around the Life magazine regional editions that kids should try. First would be Half Price Books. I know the one on Northwest Highway has an incredibly deep selection of old magazines. I've phased through a number of Time Life there. Probably a good shot doing that. And also, if he has a date for the magazine, eBay is actually a very surprising source of old magazines. Been able to find several magazines that we had the dates and the months for even going back to the 60s. So definitely worth checking out eBay and Half Price Books for those Time Life magazines I'm looking for.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. Anytime.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Brent in Decatur. Hello, Brent.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
The gentleman had a question about the food.
Yeah.
How it's not. It's vacuum packed. So there's no oxygen in there.
But
without oxygen,
I'm sorry, was
so,
it?
So if there are indeed microbes, though, on the food itself, which there have to be, right?
Yes.
How but, do, but it's an anoxic environment, so they can't.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Well,
nothing to live in a vacuum.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Lisa emailed, tried to describe, she says, to my son, an old cartoon, but can't remember the name of it. And maybe your listeners can tell me what it is. She says it's about 30-plus years old. There's a young kid, she says, who looks like a toddler-like Yul Brynner from The King and I. And the kid has an unusual power when he claps his hands together and yells, from what I can remember, Babu. This ear-splitting yell echoes throughout the mountains, and his enemies fall. Does anybody remember what this cartoon was? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Jared in McKinney. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Hi there.
I had an answer about the lines painted that looks like they're painted on the highway. Over the past couple of days, they've done it on Highway 75 all the way up into Grayson County. I believe that it's actually a sort of solution to prevent the water from freezing on the roads because we're supposed to be getting inclement weather. They do the same thing in Salt Lake City, where I'm originally from.
So this must be a new thing for North Texas, then.
It very well could be. I haven't noticed it before.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're getting this. We're actually getting this also from a couple of people. Jim says it's a de-icing spray that's been sprayed on the highway. So there's that. Let's see. Min says I've been seeing these white lines all over the highways. I'm assuming it's some anti-icing agent. And then has a question: if indeed, why is it being applied 3 or 4 days before even the slightest chance of precipitation? Does anybody know why they do it ahead of time? Maybe they have to do it ahead of time. Someone can fill us in a little bit more, perhaps. Well, actually, there's a caller. Let's talk at 800-933-5372 to Tony in McKinney. Hey, Tony.
Hi there, Jeff. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are pre-treating with salt, or brine is what it's called. They're pre-treating the roads in anticipation of them icing up because of cold weather. That's what those stripes are for, and that's why they do it early.
So they're doing it early because you can't do it once it's icy, obviously. So
correct. It actually helps down to around 15 degrees, so it should be quite effective. They've been doing it in other states, and finally they just started doing it in Texas here.
So you've driven over some of it. Can you feel it, or is it just a painted? It doesn't have any texture to it, I guess.
It's just more visually noticeable than it is anything else. It's a real thin layer that they put down.
Okay. All right. Well, Tony, thanks for calling.
Sure enough. Right. Bye-bye, guys.
Let's see. We got from Cam via email. It says, I believe the parallel lines in the air highways are a result of a de-icing brine solution mixture being sprayed down by Ice Force One. Cam says, I've seen these lines on every major roadway in the area, and I realized when I was behind one of the trucks spraying that was where it was coming from. So that mystery, I believe, has been solved. Jay in Dallas writes to anything at kera.org on the popping sound from the Acura. He says sometimes a popping sound could come from the catalytic converter, which is usually located under the car near the driver or passenger. Have the dealer check the catalytic converter. It may be clogged. So there is a possibility there. Well, we'll take more of your questions and answers in a couple of minutes. The number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 1-800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Joseph calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
I was calling about the melted teapot handle. I've used, it's called denatured alcohol. You can get it at the paint stripping section at your home improvement store. I've used it on broken down rubber, melted rubber, and it came right up. So you might try it on the plastic.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. We got an email from Steve who says, I wonder if dry ice would freeze the plastic so it would gently pry off, and or maybe freeze it, then immediately shock it with water, hot water. He says, but I'm not a scientist or a cook, so there's that disclaimer there. Teresa says, I'm thinking that the caller needs to don a face mask, get that stovetop hot again, perhaps by turning on the oven, and then scrape off the plastic with the plastic spatula so you don't scratch the stovetop surface. Teresa says, I'm also thinking that this needs to be done quickly so that the spatula would not melt as well. Paul says, use a hairdryer to soften it a little bit, then use a razor blade scraper as close as parallel to the stove as possible, and finish by polishing it with Barkeeper's Friend or even toothpaste. So there's Paul's suggestion. Let's see. Gabe tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, who says, I suggest a thin cloth and a clothes iron, same principle as removing candle wax from carpet, and says, good luck. Audrey also sent a tweet about the series of books. Audrey suggests that you search on abebooks.com for the Ashley books. Audrey says you can search there by author and subject, and you can ask for help if you need to as well. So there you go. 800-933-5372. Oh, there's one more here actually on the phone. Let's see what Guy in Denton has to say about it. Hey, Guy.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to probably echo what the others were saying about getting it warm and trying to scrape it off with like a utility knife or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you could also try steel wool, since it's stainless steel. That surface won't be really hurt by that hard scrubbing with the steel wool. And
you want to go in the same direction as same direction as the grain of the stainless steel, though. Otherwise,
yeah,
you'll get
yeah.
cross grain marks.
Oh, okay, yeah, and probably also, if that doesn't work by itself, you could also try adding that with the Barkeeper's mm-hmm. Friend, and hopefully that
cool.
could bring it up.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email. Always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones and talk to some patient callers. Up next is Cliff in Plano. Hello, Cliff.
Hi, Jeff. Hi. Yes, I wanted to comment on the question about the meats and the food that are stored on store shelves.
Yeah.
And not in a freezer. From what I understand, some of those products and also pet treats are irradiated or exposed to low amounts of radiation that don't actually harm the food. So the caller could, or the writer could, look at the food product and see if there's something about that on the label.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is David in Dallas. Hey, David.
Hello. I was calling about the cartoon the lady was asking about a little bit ago. I think that was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, and it was Vavoom.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see if Brian calling us from Dallas agrees with that. Brian, does that sound right to you?
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, it's right. He actually, the cartoon character Vavoom, he actually started on Felix the Cat.
Hmm.
That's where he originated. And then after that, later on, in the years that passed after that, Hanna-Barbera did make a cartoon with him
as a spinoff.
In it by himself.
Okay. Well,
so, yes.
Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Right. Let's see. We got a couple of emails on this, too. Renee said it was Felix the Cat. The character's name was Vavoom. He would yell Vavoom and the mountains would landslide, et cetera. And Russell agreed with that as well. Russell emailed us as well. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, the email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A question about the magazine covers. Shannon says, I visited the magazine shop when I lived in San Francisco, and they have tons of vintage ephemera. Perhaps they could assist your listener in finding the Life magazine cover. And they list this website as a resource on their website, and it's Ephemera Forever, all one word, ephemeraforever.com. So thanks for that suggestion, Shannon. Emma wrote us and says, I just moved to the Dallas area and I've looked everywhere for an intermediate or advanced TAP class for adults. Nothing too professional, just a fun class that is not a beginning level and not made up of teenagers. Emma says the internet has been of no help, so any advice would be incredibly welcomed. Anybody have any suggestions for intermediate to advanced TAP class for adults? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Shoot us an email, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Gabby calling from Arlington. Hello, Gabby.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
I actually had a question and an answer, but I think Cliff answered my question, which was follow-up to the guy asking about vacuum-packed foods.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering why anaerobic bacteria does not grow in those environments.
Right.
But if it's irradiated, that would explain that.
Yeah, but I don't remember irradiated food being made available in the U.S. I mean, I remember it was a big thing about irradiated food years ago. And I guess that's the question I have is there irradiated food on U.S. grocery store shelves?
And if there's not, then my question's back on the table.
Right. Okay.
And then also about the Great Danes, I'm a veterinary technician, and we get that question a lot. And all dogs will whimper in their sleep sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Or can, and sometimes they'll even, like, what we call paddle, so they'll kind of just move their feet like as if they're running or swimming is what it will look like.
Mm-hmm.
And
my dogs aren't swimming when they're dreaming that.
Yeah.
They're because they don't swim, but they're but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as we understand, that's because they're dreaming. Dogs do dream. Of course, we don't really know exactly what it's like or how it compares to our dreams, but that's what that is usually.
And is it typical of Great Danes, or is it, I mean, we know every dog does this, right? But do Great Danes do it a lot?
You know, I don't really know if it's more prevalent in certain breeds than others. I've got a mix, you know, just mm-hmm. Mutt from the shelter, and she does it all the time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Kevin in Fort Worth. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, doing well.
I got an answer about the teapot handle.
Yeah.
Typically, those handles are made from either a phenolic resin or an alkyd resin. And typically when they're made under heat and pressure in the mold to form the part. And so if you can imagine trying to get a burnt cookie off a pan, heating it more is just going to make it worse.
Right.
So my suggestion is some kind of mechanical means, either, you know, get a drill that's got either a brass brush or a steel brush. Obviously, you're not going to hurt stainless steel with a steel brush, but heating it more is just going to make the whole thing just completely worse.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Kevin.
All right.
It sounds like quite a predicament to be in, because he's right. Those are made, I guess they're made to withstand that heat and to, and I guess it has to get really, really hot before they're going to melt. Let's see. Donis says, hey, regarding that popping sound on the passenger side of the car, and this is via email to anything at kera.org. Donis says, this started happening to me late last year. However, it only happens when I turn off the AC or the heater in the car. The thud sound can easily go unnoticed if the radio is on in my car. My mechanic took a look at the car. He told me that it was the AC heating compressor and that it was nothing to worry about. Donna says, I drive a PT Cruiser, and it seems to me to be common when it comes, seems to be common to the model. However, I'm not sure about the Acura. So there's another possible lead on that sound. Let's see. Mike emailed us at anything at kera.org. He says, I want to convert a Dearborn natural gas heater to propane. He says, Burge Hardware was a good source, but they've closed. Does anybody know who can help walk me through this conversion? A Dearborn natural gas heater switching to propane. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where Drew chimed in that the cartoon with Vavoom was indeed Felix the Cat, or at least initially. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Doug calling from Rockwall. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. I want to talk just a bit. You may have put the ice on the road subject to bed, but I want to add a little bit of A&M engineering here, if you'll just bear with me.
Okay.
It is heat activated. It exactly follows the ideal gas equation, PV equals NRT, pressure and volume on one side, temperature on the other. They only put that solution on roads they know they're going to be well-traveled because the kinetic energy follows exactly the ideal gas law. The more pressure you put on that, and once some water thaws, the surface area of the ice concentrates more pressure where they've applied that, and it actually raises the temperature on the other side of the equation. So it's a wonderful solution, but it's got to be a well-traveled road.
So it actually needs the cars to work. It wouldn't if you put
the
it on the roads and nobody drove on it, it would still freeze over.
Yeah, the kinetic energy is absolutely dependent on pressure, and the good news is the surface area that collects more pressure in one spot, the ice does that job for them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Hey, if it keeps the roads from icing over and helps keep everybody safe, you know, big thumbs up from the anything you ever wanted to know team here. Rajani emailed us, anything at kera.org. And says and asks, does anyone know where we can get raw cow's milk? Rajani says, currently we get it from Lucky Layla in Plano, but is there any other place where I can get raw cow's milk and goat's milk in, I guess, the Dallas area? We got an email from Bronson, who writes, in the 1950s, there was a Calder Mobile hanging in the SMU Student Center. When the building was remodeled, the mobile disappeared. Does anyone know where it is today? Was it sold by SMU? And if so, what would it be worth today? So it was there in the 50s, and then when the Student Center was remodeled, which we don't have a date on that, but see if somebody knows. Calls us at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's where someone says Brookhaven College offers adult tap dance classes. So there's a lead on some adult tap classes at Brookhaven College. Thanks for that. This comes from Jeff, who says, the caller who asked about the book series with actions in Kentucky and in Texas is almost certainly referring to those written by Joseph A. Altscheller. The series included the Young Trailers series with boys on the Kentucky frontier and the Texas series. The copyright for the Young Trailers series is 1908. Jeff says, I love these books as a boy, as did my father and my son, and I'm delighted to pass this along. So look up Joseph A. Altscheller, and it's spelled A-L-T-S-H-E-L-E-R, Joseph Altscheller, Young Trailers series and the Texas series. So hopefully we got that one solved. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phones, let's talk to J.D., in Dallas. Hello, J.D.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Yes, the question is there one source where, well, most common computer devices that are coming out can be compared, brands, prices? Are there any sources that might, well, one source would help, like a magazine, a person could look at the product and prices, a new.
I'm thinking
not all things, because there are thousands.
Of course. Yeah, you're not going to find a store where you have them all side by side necessarily, because you know they typically, you know, it's kind of like you can't go to one car dealership and try, you know, Fords, Chevrolets, Dodges, etc. But I would think that Consumer Reports might be a place to start, and you might check with the library and see if, I mean, if you don't have a subscription to Consumer Reports, see if the library does.
All right.
And then we'll see if we get some other tips for you.
Early on, I think it would be common. It would be in a magazine, but now it would be on like over the internet.
Exactly. And I know Consumer Reports, I think, has a
an online presence, of course, where you can do that kind of stuff. So that might be one thing to look into. But we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Good day.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Kara in Dallas. Hello, Kara.
Hi, did you mean Sarah?
Oh, yeah, I did. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I do mean Sarah. Sorry, Sarah.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that Dancers Workshop in Louisville has adult tap classes, and they're really great.
Very good. Say it one more time.
Dancers Workshop in Louisville.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
We also got an email from Erica who says, Contemporary Ballet Dallas on Mockingbird at Central offers adult tap classes. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from someone who says, I have a Honda Civic. It's a 2004. The motor mount is half broken. Replacing the mount is too expensive, but another way is to weld a screw to the engine. It's an aluminum engine. Is there any place in the, I guess, DFW area that can do this? I'm sorry, the Irving and Dallas area that can do this cheaply? So it's a 2004 Honda Civic, half-broken motor mount, and this listener wants to weld a screw to the engine, the aluminum engine, and wondering if there's a place that will do this cheaply in the Irving and Dallas area. And we also got a tweet from Jason. It says you can get raw milk in Denton at Earthwise or in Munster at Newfield Farms Dairy. So Earthwise in Denton or Newfield Farms in Munster. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email your questions and answers to us, anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. Whole nother segment in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk at 800-933-5372 to Dory in Flower Mound. Hello, Dory.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. I wanted to answer a question. Actually, it's a really good opportunity for a whole bunch of tap dancers in the area, not just teachers. There is a tap dance festival coming up on Martin Luther King Day weekend at the Majestic Theater. So it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th, and 19th, all 4 days. And it's tap dance and body percussion and flamenco and swing dancing all in one weekend.
Great. Hey, well,
that'd be a lot of fun, so everybody should come and watch.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
Thank you. Right. Have a good one.
Let's see. LJ tweeted me and says there are adult tap lessons at Arts Fifth Avenue in Fort Worth. I'm going to run down the list here really, really quickly. Rita says there's a possible answer for adult tap dancing classes. There's a performing group in Dallas of women ages 50-plus who entertain groups around town at no cost. They are called the Tap Dazzlers. And I guess someone in that group would have an answer. Just Google Tap Dazzlers and probably be able to contact them. Let's see. Stephanie says, try the Texas Ballet Theater School. It has evening tap classes for adults, probably at several levels. We got an email from Tanya in Dallas who says, I was in the same predicament when I moved to Dallas. I found a great studio called Amy's Studio of Performing Arts at the corner of Marsh Lane and Forest in Dallas. And so there's that suggestion from Tanya. Let's see. This is from Amanda, who says, for the caller interested in an intermediate tap class for adults, such a class is offered at the Dallas Ballet Center. on Abrams Road. It's at 8530 Abrams Road in Dallas. Meets on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to noon. The teacher is Peggy McCaslin, and Amanda says, I've been taking the class since 1996. We also got Liz and Scott, also mentioned Arts Fifth Avenue in Fort Worth for adult TAP classes. So there's another endorsement of that one. And let's see, the last one we've got right here on the list is from Karen, who says, chimes in also, there's an adult TAP class at Brookhaven Country Club's Fitness Center. Class meets once a week. Call there and inquire or get the teacher's name. So lots and lots of suggestions for adult TAP. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk next to William in Fort Worth. Hello, William.
Hey, Jeff. I was wanting to answer a question. The gentleman asking about a place to find reviews of electronics and pricing.
Yeah.
Engadget.com, they last year put up curated user reviews and critic reviews, pricing and ratings of almost every electronic I've ever seen going back like 10 years. So it's a really good resource.
Say the name of it one more time.
Engadget, E-N-G-A-D-G-E-T, Engadget.
Engadget.com.
.com.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Let's see. We also got Cheryl calling from Whitney with an answer on this. Hey, Cheryl.
Yes, sir. I, too, was calling in regards to the gentleman's question about kind of comparing electronics, computers.
Yeah.
I've noticed in the grocery store now, they actually sell right around the cash register area, they sell a Consumer Reports medium-sized book that seems to be very helpful in that department. So for someone that doesn't get on the Internet or have access to that, that might be a good way to look at the Consumer Reports for electronics.
Very good. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
We also got an email from Vita in Addison who says, Vita says, for the man who called in looking for comparisons of technology and devices, Vita says, I love CNET.com. It is online, not a magazine, but it's a great resource, and it's C-NET.com, CNET.com. 800-933-5372 is where we find Gerald calling from Allen. Hello, Gerald.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling to give a solution to the motor mount situation on the Honda. I wouldn't weld the bolt to the block in anywhere. What I would do, I would take a bolt that's already mounted to the block and unscrew it and put a washer on that bolt and put it back in the position with a small piece of change behind it and connect it to the frame. And then you don't have to worry about welding anything to the block. And that'll hold the motor back and forth. We normally use that to, like, we build race engines to hold the motor down. So it's a small solution. I mean, if you're not trying to, you know, spend a lot of money, but that would be the way to do it.
Well, how much is a new motor mount for like a Honda like that?
It varies between the vehicle models and the makes. It could run around about $80 to $150.
Okay. But it's, you know, it's something that keeps your engine attached to your car, right, while you're going down the highway.
It keeps it attached, you know, and it keeps the motor from rocking back and forward, and depending on if you got a front-wheel drive or a rear-wheel drive. On a rear-wheel drive, the motor will be in there straight, and the motor will twist from left to right.
Right.
But when you have front-wheel drive, the motor rocks backwards and forward. So it depends on which motor mount it is. If the one in front, you can put a piece of chain on it. Like I say, you know, if someone just trying to get by for a little short moment, that would be the most easiest way to do it. And then probably in the future, to go ahead and just
get
replace
the motor
mount.
Yeah. All right, Gerald, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
We got an email on this also from Brent who says, welding bolts to aluminum to an aluminum motor would be very dangerous and probably just as expensive as probably replacing the broken motor mount. Fuel lines would have to be moved and so forth in order to keep from having a very great fire hazard in the welding process. And Brent says, I'd just advise you to take your car into a general mechanic. It's not rocket science, and good luck. So there's some advice from Brent. And, you know, as I said, it does keep your engine you know, doing what it's supposed to be doing instead of something that seems like when your motor mount is an important thing to have done right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Marlene calling from Hearst. Hello, Marlene.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Well, I had a question to go along with the other comment on Romper Room, the archives. My son was on Romper Room in 1966 and 67. I would love to know more information if someone calls in. How do I go about getting additional information from you?
Well, typically, you just have to listen to the show. I mean, we do publish the podcast every day, so or every week when we do the show, and it's up there for free. But we don't really have a way to get answers back out to people other than just doing the show.
I'm a first timer. I'm on the road headed up to Oklahoma, and you have made a convert here. I will be listening.
Well, great.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Marlene. And hopefully we'll get an answer on those. It was the local cutaways, I think, is what they're talking about. Which is the TV term, for example, when you're watching a national morning news show and they cut away to local weather forecast. You know, they do the national weather forecast on the Today Show or whatever, and then they cut away to the local. And I think I've heard something about this before with this kid's show, Romper Room. They would cut away to the local studios, and that's what these folks are talking about. So it would have to do maybe with the studio or the television station that aired that show. So maybe somebody's listening who knows where to find that stuff. Roger emailed us about the raw milk question and says there are several raw milk co-ops in the Dallas area that purchase milk from surrounding farms as well as other dairy items, pastured eggs, meats, etc. I'm part of one in East Dallas and do the pickups every now and then. So maybe check out a co-op to get your raw milk. And Tommy says there's a raw milk dairy in Gainesville called the Circle Inn Dairy, and their website is circledairy.com. Just one word, circledairy.com. So thanks for those answers. Back on the phone, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was wondering why some local theaters, movie theaters, are now starting to require you to pick a seat. It really slows down ticketing at the box office. And the only thing I can figure is they want you to spend an extra dollar and a half to buy your tickets online. But North Park, Magnolia, and Angelica are requiring seat assignments now, and I can't imagine why they're requiring that.
Well, it's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And let's see, you can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, this is from someone via email, Doug, who says, DearbornHeater.com lists a Fort Worth location for parts. The orifice has to be changed to switch from natural gas to propane and vice versa. So maybe there's someone there at the Fort Worth parts location that can help with that question. Nicole says, we lost all of my daughter's school pictures in a move. I think most of the schools use the same company, but I'm not totally positive. Any suggestions on how to get copies, replacements, et cetera, of school pictures that were lost? Kent in Arlington says, on that Acura that's making the sound, have your listener check the passenger side mirror for the strange sound. Those mirrors tilt down when in reverse and then readjust when you put the car into drive. And if the mirror has been accidentally hit, it will make a clicking sound as it tries to move back in place. So it may just be kind of off its track, perhaps, and making that popping sound. John emailed us about a raw milk source and suggests All Swiss Dairy on Cuba Road off 380 west of Decatur. John says, that's the source I use. Pricing is reasonable. And he says, I buy 10 gallons at a time and freeze it. But they don't have goat's milk. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or, of course, there's the Twitter at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Janet in Oak Cliff. Hello, Janet.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good. I just wanted to comment on the caller about the dance
tap dance.
Yeah.
The Oak Cliff Cultural Center on Jefferson is a good resource for dancing, and they have lots of different classes, different types of dancing and all kinds of stuff.
Very good.
So check that out.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We got an email on the melted plastic teapot handle on the stove. This is from Janet, another Janet, who says, nail polish remover is the best way I've found to remove melted plastic from my toaster oven, so I'm sure it would work on the stove. Several previous suggestions are likely to damage the stove finish. Janet says, use straight acetone, commonly available at big box or drugstores. So there's another suggestion on that. Wonder how that's going to turn out. Maybe our listener will... Well, let us know what worked or didn't work next week. Laureen says, I'm listening on Heart Radio in San Francisco. Well, welcome, Laureen. And I have a question regarding my Ford Escape 2002 SUV. Laureen says, when I start my SUV, it beeps five times. Two car repair shops have said it has something to do with the seatbelt. The dealer says they don't know why it's doing it. Has someone else encountered this or has come up with any solution on my Ford Escape beeping five times when I start it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. While we're on the subject, let's get one more car question from Johnny in Frisco. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Jeff. Hey there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a Chevy Traverse 2011, and every time I fill it up, it's having a hard time to start up. I took it to the dealer, and they said they can't do anything about it. They don't know what causes that. I would like to know if any of our listeners have any idea about what to do and what causes that.
So it's just when you have a full tank of gas?
Yeah. Right. Each time I fill it up,
right.
After I don't fill it up to start it up, it won't start.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Probably not today because we're almost out of time, but tune in next week, and maybe someone will have a solution for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got a couple of emails to close out the show. John says, I can't say for sure, but I believe the reason the theaters want people to pick their seats is to prevent long lines of people waiting to get in so they can get the best seats. This way, the first to buy their tickets get to pick their seats first, thus eliminating their need to wait in line before the movie starts. Let's see. This is from Miguel in Plano, who says, on that Honda motor mount, the best thing to do is to get it repaired. Usually it's cheaper at an independent shop. Don't weld anything to the engine, Miguel says, but if money is that tight, buy a tube of polyurethane and fill the motor mount in. Many people do this as well in racing applications, especially for front-wheel drive cars, as the mounts come apart with higher power. And a simple Google search will have more info. Well, another hour of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know has passed us by, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find absolutely free at kera.org/anything. Last 10 hours of show are available there. And, of course, you can email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet on Twitter. This is where you tweet stuff. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening and writing and calling in today, and have a fantastic weekend.